I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
And that journey is with the Knights of the Stone.
Soldier, it's the optional.
Society must be protected.
What about the Pagan Society? So sit back and enjoy the ride with the Knights of the Stone podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well met once again. Yes, we shared on, and unfortunately, Ayana is not going to be with us today. She might be able to join in later at the end of the podcast, but she's got new working hours, so that always sucks when our schedules change and rearrange us. Anyway, I'm glad you were able to join us this week, or this month. It's been about a month and a half since the last podcast, and hey, you know, we had a great month last month. We had the kids, our youngest two, with us for the whole month. Went to Yellowstone, went down to Vegas, spent too much money, as always. But you know something, we got to see some things that a lot of us take for granted. The most exciting thing about our Yellowstone vacation, however, was waking up with a buffalo taking a nap right beside the tent. That and the elk grazing in the meadow, not even 50 yards out. So that was a great morning to wake up to. It kind of reminded you that as cultured as we become as a civilized society, we still yearn for that wildness and that calm, mellow, you know, mornings that, like I said, many of us take for granted. Anyway, this podcast is just going to be kind of eclectic. There's a lot of things on my mind that I'd like to talk about. Still trying to get people around Idaho Falls and Pocatello fired up about a witch's ball. I'm doing my best to get some promotion going on and some marketing going, and I am not getting enough feedback nor enough willing participants to help put this thing together. So It's not looking very good right now, pagans. If you really want to go to an authentic witch's ball, we need to get together on this and get this thing off the ground. Other than that, hey, let's take you to the next selection on my list.
Oh, the wren, oh, the wren is the king of all birds. On St. Stephen's Day he got caught in the furze. Up with the kettle and it's down with the pan. Now give us a penny for to bury the wren. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-day. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-day. Oh, the wren, oh, the wren has the tiniest quill. Won't you give us a penny for the little bird's will? It's up with the paper and it's down with the pen. Give us a penny for to bury the wren. Won't you give us a penny for the little bird's wake? It's up with the bottle and it's down with the can. Now give us a penny for to bury the wren. Stephen's Day he got caught in the furze. It's up with the kettle and it's down with the pan. Now give us a penny for to bury the wren.
Check it out. Shadow Domain.
The time is given by the Lord Hailing Law. Do what thou wilt shall be the home of the law. The law. The law. The law. The law.
Searching for your pagan supplies? Add a little witchcraft in your life. Check out the Shadow Domain. Right here, Idaho Falls. $175 Southeastern Avenue. It's curious things for curious people. Check them out.
Yes, please do visit the Shadow Domain here in Idaho Falls. It is curious things for curious people. And we hope you let them know that the Knights of the Stone sent them to you. There's some great people over there. Also, remember the Knights of the Stone Pagans Night Out is the first Sunday evening of every month, held here at the Denny's in Idaho Falls. That's at 950 Lindsay Boulevard. We meet around 7 to about 9 every Sunday evening, or first Sunday evening of the month. Just tell your host that you're with the Pagans Night Out group, because they know us pretty well over there. They are some great people and have been hosting us since December of last year, matter of fact. We're planning on getting some more flyers out around Idaho Falls. And for those of you in Pocatello, if you would like to get some flyers out for us, then just contact the Druids at 003@yahoo.com. Send us your request and we'll email you the flyer printout and help get the word out. Also, the Pocatello group on the, well, most of them are in Pocatello. It's the Threefold Yahoo group. That's the Threefold, all one word. Many of y'all are in Pocatello and Blackfoot. There's been several attempts of having monthly Pagans Night Out or coffee gatherings, and we need to kind of step up on that. Get some meetings going on over there, other than just the Sabbats. Might, grow into something bigger in a larger community. We'd love to see that.
also all you folks from Blackfoot, hello, how you doing? Haven't met all of you, and I've heard a few more names. Did a wonderful clip on the news here on Channel 3, I believe it was, last month. A very informative clip. It was well presented by the news channel, and we praised them very highly. And you did a wonderful job in your presentation and representation of the pagan and Wiccan communities. Okay, back to the witch's ball. Like I said, I'm running into some brick walls here, folks, and it's mostly out of lack of cooperation and communication. We've been available to host events since we've moved here, and we've just recently, you know, been working on some private get-togethers and classes and whatnot. However, we really, really, really would love to present two things in the next month. Yes, I'm talking about the Witch's Ball, first and foremost. And of course, the Beltane celebration to be held in early May. However, let's get back to the Witch's Ball, folks. I need more feedback, more participation. Getting a location, getting a time frame. These are the things that we need most. And can't do it without you, because we're going to do it for you, not just for ourselves. We could have some holiday party here at our apartment, or even rent a motel and do it there. We'd like to do a full-fledged witch's ball. How many of you would love to see that? Not only that, we're going to have it open to the public. We'll sell tickets and have costume contests and a few other games. And of course, we've got to do the time warp. That's always something that's big there. But like I said, we need to get together and get some more information and have a lot more feedback. And of course, for the Beltane celebration, well, we're still in the works and gathering all that together. We had a great camp out back in June for the summer solstice. And that is a great start for the community that we're building now. And maybe we can do that again for Beltane. Find a great place to go. Have a good weekend. Have a little bit more spiritual and more festive kind of attitude. But other than that, you know, it's the same great time with the same people and hopefully a whole bunch of new faces. So don't hesitate to contact us here at the Knights of the Stone podcast, or you can email us at thedruids003@yahoo.com. You'll find us on many of the communities here in Idaho on the Yahoo groups. Just give us a shout out, tell us what you want, and we'll do our best to put it together for you.
Looking for magic in your life? Check out the party we have. That's right, come to the Night Shop. There you can go to Magic Moon and find all your pagan needs. From clothing to witchcraft supplies, writing materials, spells, books, CDs. You'll find it all at the Magic Moon. So check out the Night Shop here at the Knights of the Stone website. You'll be glad you did.
See you belly dance. I wanna see you belly dance. your belly dance. I wanna see your belly dance.
Oh, that was the Red Elvises with I Want to See Your Belly Dance. It's one of my favorite songs, and I know I've played it here on this podcast many, many times, and probably play it many more times. We'll be getting most of our new music in later on this year, and next year we hope to have several new albums to present to you. Many of our contributing artists are in the Mid-South, and we miss them all. Speaking of missing folks in the Mid-South, I promised I'd give a shout out to Phoenix and his group, the Circle or the Coven of the Hidden Oaks, I believe. Yeah, I've been a member of it for many years, and I still can't remember the name of it. I have it saved on my browser so I can go straight to it. I also get all the emails from the Daily Digest there. That's a nice group there that he's got. Matter of fact, he's got several groups going on in the Mid-South area. Most of them are in the Arkansas from region, from Hot Springs on up toward Pocahontas. Paragould, there we go. I've been living out here too long, guys. I miss you so much. And to all those of you who never met me personally, I'm pretty sure that Phoenix can tell you a lot more about me than I'll ever admit to it myself. And y'all have been doing a wonderful group there, and y'all have been growing wonderfully. Many new things have been going on for you, and congratulations one more time to Phoenix on his custody battle and the divorce situation. He's been having some pretty rough bouts, I should say. And he's coming through it like the true spiritual warrior that he is. As long as he can keep his calm and keep things rolling, I think life is going to be beautiful for him down there. Also, I really, really miss all my Memphian folks. All you Memphianites out there, Nancy and I, and we just can't say enough about how much you've given us and taught us and shared with us. And we truly miss you. And that's about enough rambling for right now, but I tell you what, you need to contact us a little bit more often. Let us know what's going on other than just the emergencies and the whatnots. We still enjoy quiet conversation times. I hope Michael's still drumming, and Zach, I hear you've been doing really wonderful on drums too, and I really miss that, and hopefully we're planning on an event to get together. Hopefully we can drum with y'all in the near future. That would be wonderful. And one last shout out, of course, would have to go to Beltana there in Missouri. I know you've had some pretty rough bouts as well, health-wise. I'm glad things are working out. It's wonderful that the Woven World group has come together and stayed strong for you and for the community. And it's great to hear that things are working out for everybody down there. And of course, S.J. Tucker, what can I say? Your music still inspires and amazes and astounds those who listen to you. You are truly one of the favorite bards of the Mid-South. And on that note, here's this.
Sing for the maidenhead, lass of the sea, haven to monsters and women made free. It's up Captain Tommy and up with the crew. There's nothing a ship full of women won't do. Sing for the fox girl, the bold and the wild. Come fearsome sea captain from stolen fox child. Tommy is crafty and Tommy is hail. Fox boys are scarce or we'd never set sail. Up to when she calls with the flick of her tail. Oh, sing for the maidenhead, lass of the sea. Haven to monsters and women made free. Fair wind and fair weather and a captain who's clever. We'll sail on forever and rob the world through. Sing for the satyr fair Eshkol below. Sweet is her laughter as rum from our hold. A turn of her hoof and a wink of her eye. We've an army of Selkies who follow behind. If Selkie lads visit, that suits us just fine. Sing for the maidenhead, lass of the sea. Beloved of monsters and women made free. It's up Captain Tommy and up with the crew. There's nothing a ship full of monsters won't do. Sing for the princess, sweet maggot and fair. Bespotted, bestriped with wings in her hair. You never did see such a comely young thing. Though she walks out of nightmare and not out of dream. Warped by a wizard now sailing the seas. With saints, goats and genies and more such as these. Come braggarts and cutthroats in stinking ship's hold. She'll fight you alone and make off with your gold. Oh, sing for the maidenhead, lass of the sea. Haven to monsters and women made free. Fair wind and fair weather and a ship that is clever. We'll sail on forever and rob the world through. Sing for the barge girl, the wise and the brave. No better lass when there are griffins to save. We'll call upon Sigrid when her time has come. Take the wheel after Tommy and the story goes on. When you sail with us, Sigrid, you're never alone. So bring on the maelstrom and bring on the rum. We're sisters and shipmates, whatever may come. Oh, sing for the maidenhead, lass of the sea. Haven to monsters and women made free. It's up Captain Sigrid and up with the crew. There's nothing a ship full of women won't do. Sing for the maidenhead, lass of the sea. Beloved of monsters and women made free. Fair wind and fair weather and a ship that is clever will sail on forever and rock the world through. Fair wind and fair weather, and a ship that is clever will sail on forever and rock the world.
Kind friends and companions, come join me in rhyme, and come and lift up your voices in chorus with mine, and come and lift up your voices, all grief to refrain, for we may and might never all meet here again.
Well, here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain, for we may and might never all meet here again.
Well, here's a health to the lassie that I love so well, and for style and for beauty there's none can excel, and she smiles on my countenance as she sits on my knee. Sure, there's no man on earth who's as happy as me.
Well, here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to me.
Well, that means I'm nearing the end of my 30 minutes, folks. I've enjoyed this half hour of putting together a few music selections, and of course getting my announcements out there. We do plan on having an open time probably Monday night of the 18th, I do believe. Yes, next Monday will be the 18th. That will be available online for open chat from probably around 6 o'clock through 9 o'clock. And I'm hoping that those who are interested in joining in and chatting get hold of us. We'll be on Yahoo under the Drew 003. And don't be surprised if we just click on you and say, hey, join into this chat. Maybe we'll have a good get-together online. We hope to continue bringing these podcasts to you. And as always, blessed be, well met, and see you next time.
That I love so well, and for style and for beauty there's none can excel, and she smiles on my countenance as she sits on my knee. Sure, there's no man on earth who's as happy as me.
Well, here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be